Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The DH, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Steve Luber. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Grich moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Singleton moves to second. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Belunger reaches second base with a double. Singleton scores. DeCinces goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Belunger moves to third. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Belunger scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bumbrey, who is chasing the ball. Terrell reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive towards third. DeCinces reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Luber covering, for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grich bunts towards the mound. Luber fields it and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to third. Bumbrey moves to second. One out. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Dempsey scores. Bumbrey scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Orioles. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Bain now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bostock moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bostock scores. Heil moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's 8-2, Orioles. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cusick moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gritch strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to third. May moves to second. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 3 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Tim Nordbrook now playing second base. Al Bumbry now playing left field. Ken Singleton now playing right field. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards third. DeCinces reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-3 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Holdsworth now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Terrell moves to third. Randall moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Bain covering, for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun pinch hits for Bob Randall. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Cubbage moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-4 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Braun moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Braun scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 8-to-4, Orioles. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.